Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning. 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Chief Deputy for the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, Randy Tiff. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
Oh, man, I'm doing fantastic. Great to have you. I love fall. I love the break in the heat, so I get excited about this.
Yeah, this weather is nice.
No, I know. I love it. And you know what? I know I'm a weirdo, but I'm a Midwestern kid, so I like wearing shorts and sweaters. That's like my favorite time of year, so it just makes me happy. Also, because it means the heat is behind us. But the weather, especially the rain yesterday and today, has meant you guys have been pretty active, especially this morning. Is that right?
Yeah, we've had a lot of accidents this morning. Unfortunately, when these wet roads and people trying to get to work, and so it gets dangerous in the mornings with the rain and everybody trying to get where they're supposed to get.
And you guys even had on, I think on West Fensterfield Road, you had a pedestrian get hit. Is that right?
Yeah, we had a pedestrian hit on a bicycle. He was transported to hospital. I think he's going to be okay. Just we remind people in the rain when it's kind of drizzy outside, be aware of pedestrians, bicycles, people walking. You got kids lined up on the side of the roads waiting on bus stops. So we just like to remind the citizens to just be mindful of that. Take your time, leave a little bit early so you don't have to hurry to get to work or get to where you're going.
You know, it's funny because my wife and I go biking on the weekends. In the summer we boat, and in the fall and the winter we bike. And it's funny, as a driver, I find bicycles annoying. But as a bicyclist, I find cars terrifying.
That's right.
And especially in roads where there's not even a dedicated bike lane doesn't make me super happy because they wind up trying to force you between the turn lane and the regular lanes, which is not, I never do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, if there's a sidewalk, great, I'm there. Or if there's enough of a roadside, but man, it's like, and all over Santa Rosa County, there's unsafe places to bike all over the place, you know? And the drivers a lot of times do not help.
No, they don't.
You guys, let's see. Oh, I wanted to ask you, I assume you can't comment, but in case you can, I wanted to give you a chance to, cause the case that had happened with the teenager who was wearing headphones and, you know, there's been a settlement in that case. But again, I wanted to give you guys a chance to comment if you can, but I know you may not be able to. Is that something you're allowed to talk about given the settlement?
Unfortunately, Andrew, it's not.
Okay.
We've spoke with our legal counsel and because it is a settlement, we're not going to be able to do any comments on it.
Okay. I'm not surprised by that. I just, you know, I always want to give you guys a chance if you can. The one thing I wanted to ask you about, we had this, I would say it's sort of true. I don't know for sure if it's true. This report that Glock is going to be stopping the production of a lot of its regular traditional models, ones with the cruciform trigger in them and a trigger bar in them. Not trigger bar. That's not the right word. Can't remember the name. Anyway, it's a specialty item that's in there that makes the Glock switches possible. And
right.
I wondered if that's going to, have you heard from Glock? Do you know if that's going to affect you guys or at all or not?
We haven't heard directly from Glock. We've read some reports online that supposedly Glock has put out. We currently carry the Glock 17 right now.
Yeah.
And we've read that they're going to be doing away with that. We also have the 43X, which is supposedly to continue. There's reports out there that say they're going to do away with the 17, and within the next 2 years, any parts or replacements are not going to be available for them. But we don't have confirmation on that. We've got some people this week that are going to be reaching out to Glock and our reps and find out whether this is actually true or, you want to try to believe what you see online, but
yeah.
You know, you can't believe everything you see online.
Really? Isn't that interesting? You guys know it better than anybody, for sure.
You can believe the radio, but you can't believe online.
That's right. Hey, you know, you just mentioned something kind of interesting. So you guys have concealed carry size weapons that you use also. Is that for your UCs, or is that for your patrol deputies, or you said the 43s are ones you guys use?
Yeah, we have 43s, like our major crimes detectives, narcotics, and all. It's a smaller weapon that they can carry without our fully uniformed patrol deputies use the Glock 17, but the non-uniformed are like for CID and narcotics and investigators and some command staff, they'll carry the 43X when they're not in their Class B or Class A poly uniform.
I gotcha. That makes perfect sense. Of course, the 17 is a nice big full-size gun with a full-size magazine, and, you know, the 43 is not. But I just didn't realize you'd have duty weapons that were – it makes sense you'd have concealed carry duty weapons. Randy, you guys recently got reaccredited, right? And not just reaccredited, but at the highest possible level.
Yeah, we're very proud of it. This is we were down in Fort Myers, Sanibel area last week. Our detention department got their third Excelsior accreditation. So we got presented with that. And our law enforcement side, we had our second Excelsior accreditation. So we're very proud of them. The men and women in this agency do an exceptional job. These accreditations are not easy. We have to maintain these standards every year, all year long. And every 3 years, you have a major accreditation audit that comes in. They bring in a team. And they look at everything we're doing, from the patrol side, the detention side, from evidence to crime scene. They evaluate and really dig deep to make sure we're meeting the standards of the Florida accreditation. And so I'm very proud of them. We were glad to be able to get that last week.
And I just want to make sure to translate properly. When you say detention, that's jail staff corrections, because in Santa Rosa, you guys run the jail, the county jail. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah, I just want to make sure, because, yeah, I assume that's what you mean, but I want to make sure I'm not missing something. You guys are also wearing a different ribbon for this month. Is that right? Purple ribbons?
Yeah, we handed out, Sheriff Johnson handed out purple ribbon for staff to wear on the uniform, just in recognition of Domestic Violence Month. We're also doing some things for cancer awareness. We've got some polo shirts that we did for, like, the SROs. They raised some money and did some things for the cancer. So we've got two things going on, the domestic violence awareness and cancer awareness.
Very good. Yeah, because purple is kind of close to pink, but not obviously the same. And, you know, I bet people ask, and it's a good chance for them to, you know, create a conversation. Hey, last thing, and I know, you know, you may not have studied this. It just kind of happened over a Friday ruling, and it hadn't even been published yet completely. It was not even on the court's website. But out of, it was either Brevard or Broward County, I forget now, a judge has made a ruling that a 19-year-old who had been charged with concealed carry of a pistol, that he had struck down the law used to charge him, essentially saying that because of some of the recent decisions by the Supreme Court, a ban on 18 to 20-year-olds concealed carrying is not constitutional. Now, that's not statewide yet, but remember how the open carry started in our area and then went to statewide. I don't know whether this is going to go statewide or not, but that slice of the law, concealed carry for 18 to 20-year-olds in that one part of Florida, is not enforceable at the moment. Had you heard about that? Are you familiar with that? Is that something you guys have been talking about yet at all?
I read something on it last Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
But I haven't been able to see the whole court document and read it and see what actually applies and how it applies. And like you said, a lot of times when these rulings come out of a certain circuit, they end up going to the Circuit of Appeals, and then they end up affecting the whole state of Florida from the Supreme Court. So we're just going to have to wait and read that and see how that affects us and how that affects the state law.
So at least for now, if you're under 20, do not conceal carry a pistol, because you would not be eligible for a concealed carry permit. That's currently right. The law that you're enforcing in Santa Rosa.
That's correct. And you have to be eligible to carry concealed, to either open carry or have a concealed weapon. You still got to meet the criteria.
Very good. Chief Deputy Randy Tift, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, as always, I appreciate the time. Appreciate you explaining things to us. And we look forward to talking to you again soon. And I appreciate you keeping us safe, sir.
Take care, Andrew.